And welcome. So good to have us all here. Thank you so much for being here. And here we are, transforming sadness and overexcitement. Yeah, in this sensual touch series, as we bring that into harmony. Yeah. And if those words inspire anything for you, I invite you just to welcome whatever comes with that. And it may call some things alive in your body. If it does so, feel free to mention those at any point as we travel together in our next hour or so together. And I'll invite you to perhaps begin here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. Yeah, just like that. And as you soften into that cushion below you, receiving its support, if any part of that feels pleasant, or even at the very least neutral, feel free to drink that in and receive it. And as you drink that in and receive that, feel free to scan your body-mind, looking for perhaps an area of your body or a memory or a sensation that you might be present to that feels pleasant or at the very least neutral. And as you land on that, taking a moment to perhaps drink that in as well, and savoring this like the nourishment that it is. Noticing perhaps what it is you like the most about this as you do so, and as you breathe that in, noticing the impact of breathing in what it is you like the most. And thank you for being so mindful about receiving this nourishment. Thank you for taking this time for you and for yourself. And thank you to all that's gone into you and to you being here together in community in this way. And thank you to all that's come before to provide for this very moment of nourishment. The families, the ancestors, the lineages, across all time and space, acknowledging all that's come before you with the deepest of thanks and gratitude alike. And thank you, the deepest of thank yous, to all of those that have caretaken and stewarded this land that has afforded us all much nourishment across all of those generations and right here and right now. Thank you. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. You are welcome to scan that body mind one more time, just being mindful now. If there is anything else that needs to be spoken about or spoken to, or simply just observed, is there anything calling your attention that feels perhaps a little bit more alive in this moment? And as we start off our session, we're actually starting off with the very heart of the matter, it seems. We're starting off with an emotional release of sadness. And the sadness has a feeling of like, as I'm tuning into it from this end for the group, and you may have different sensations, and please honor those above what I'm acknowledging or noticing, is this heavy, wet blanket feeling. And it's right over top of the heart and the lungs, and it's as if the lungs in the it's very specific into the upper lobes of the lungs are like little mountaintops. And I don't have quite the right phrasing down, but it's something to that sentiment of when you're at the top, you're alone, or when you've transcended something. You look around and you might feel alone or abandoned in some way, shape, or form. So the sadness is something to do within that realm of feeling alone. And it may be because you feel at the top of something, or it may just be simply a matter of feeling isolated. That might resonate more deeply for several of you. And the other may also ripple through. And if you're not resonating with one or the other, know that I'm holding space for both to be present equally for everybody. One just might be more conscious and one might become more subconscious. And it's carrying with it the belief system that transcendence, like to rise above something, is painful. And related to that, that change is painful. And it's carrying with it this element as well of like, this is too much for a human body to bear. So there's a lot of overwhelm underneath this all, around this all, within this all. It feels quite intertwined and entangled, to be honest. So as we release this heavy, wet blanket, is how I'm noticing it, although you might have other imagery that comes for you, above the heart and the upper lobes of both lungs. We're going to simultaneously run circulation of lymph through this area, as well as the general consciousness of your cardiovascular system. Okay, I'm smiling a little bit as I'm figuring out where I'm tying in some information from. And that's all. I'm just acknowledging my own inner connections. And as I see that all, there's also this element simultaneously of a definition of physiology of hypoxia, or not getting enough air. And just like at the top of a mountain, the air becomes thin or weak, harder to absorb into the bloodstream. We're actually releasing some old patterns here around overbreathing. We're breathing more than you need to, or harder than you needed to, for the task at hand, which most everybody in our society has to some degree or another in some situations or other, or perhaps it's prevalent and just generalized. So, as we work with all of that, running a cellular repair, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. And this is actually going back through the family lines, five, six generations, 5 generations on mum's side, 6 generations on dad's side. And it's on the frequency. I'm just finding the right wording. Give me 1 second. It's on a spiritual level, whatever that word may mean for you. And there's sort of two pieces to it, actually. This is, I think, why it's taking me a bit longer. I'm going to try to put them together, so I'll just mention them and maybe that'll help string things together a bit more. The first is open-mindedness, or helping to step into perhaps new awarenesses, new possibilities that it may not have been available before. The body mind's ready to dance with them. Or perhaps it's old concepts that you're ready to dance with in a different way. And the second is of disconnection. And more specifically, the invitation or the capacity to invite that energy in, to spend a bit of time with it in whatever way that works for you. Whether that's God, Source, Creator, Spirit, Love and Light, Universe, Oneness, not Two-ness. There's so many different lenses and words that resonate for so many of us. And know that you're welcome to even have more than one. And just honoring all of those inroads, so to speak. And underneath that spiritual stuff, to unify it all, there is this belief system that I've been abandoned by spirits. Again, pick your favorite word for spirits. And it contains within it this idea that you have to like gasp for breath. Like it's really hard work. You have to work really hard to gain a bit of an inroad into feeling that connection again. And we're actually just unhooking any bits of low self-esteem that might be hooked in with that by running lymphatic circulation through the lungs at the level of the spirits. And then through the heart to support harmony. And as we drain out lymph through these areas, cleaning out toxins, gunk, waste, along with low self-esteem, overthinking, and overanalyzing, cleaning house in a way here. Running out permissions at the same time as all of that. And just finding the exact phrasing. And the words here are, I can step forward now. I can step forward now with ease. Pardon me, slight adjustments. I can step forward with ease. And I actually just see your entire spine. Take this breath of ease and relief and be able to simultaneously elongate and just settle on in to a more open posture with some extension there. And as we work with that, we also need to simultaneously restore consciousness of rotation to very specifically the thoracic vertebrae. I'm not entirely sure why, but these are the vertebrae that do this, and these are the vertebrae that we find right around our ribs in our back body. And as we support the capacity for rotation, also supporting the capacity for your body mind, not just your neck, to be able to orient entirely all of you to new possibilities. Here we go. Specifically, as it relates to how it is you're aligning with your connection to, again, that word, spirit, as well as how you're relating simultaneously to perhaps the world at large, the world events that may be there. And as we let these two sort of orientations happen, dynamically inviting in responsivity to your spine to find middle grounds or to find, better put, the most helpful alignment for you and what it is you need in this moment. And then linking all five senses into the spine, this time working with its role in being an antenna of consciousness, your connection to universal consciousness. Or again, pick your favorite word for universe. And as we support this alignment in this way, helping you to land strongly in your sense of self while you simultaneously, this makes a lot more sense now. I'm trying to figure out where this might be headed, although it's decently cohesive up to now. It's honoring both halves of being a human being, the humanness, as well as the connection to the universe, to God, to Creator, to spirits. And as you find that right internal balance of being, there begins this, well, inner capacity to deepen even more richly into that stillness, that center point. And we're linking that all into the navel for its role in aligning us with centeredness itself, as well as being able to stay in connection to spirit, to the world, yeah, and to self simultaneously. What a trifecta. All three. And as we do this, to support that balance, we're actually circulating all the basic healing resources through the entire spine, particularly, again, that thoracic capacity for rotation. Yeah, and as we work with that, inviting in blood to flow here, bringing in passion, nerve, which invites in communication, lymph, toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, chi or vitality. And to support that, bringing in also the planetary energy of Venus. So in particular, inviting in vitality to that feminine, to all things yin, the deepest core level of nourishment or vitality. Okay, so blood, nerve, lymph, chi, along with consciousness or awareness, right down into all those little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help out our body minds to heal on all levels, but particularly the nervous and the immune system have a lot of responsivity at that level. Also circulating through here, the balance of yin and yang, of feminine and masculine, and hydration, helping cells to absorb water and joy and release any impurities that just don't need to be here. And beautiful. And as that circulates, I actually see the headlights of the hips, the ASISs, the anterior superior iliac spines, if you want to use the long name. Help to release any tension that's preventing that pelvis from being able to dynamically move with the breath, and in particular helping it to open up in the manner that the top of the pelvis can come more towards the front body and the back of the pelvis, or the bottom of the pelvis, pardon me, can come more towards the back body. And as we get that moving, this pelvic movement that rocks with that breath, we're simultaneously run SB junction, which in body talk is that relationship between that most important bone that hangs under the center of the skull, the sphenoid, and the basilar region of the occipital bone, the bend in the back of the skull. And where that master bone, the sphenoid, meets that part of the occipital bone is a really interesting place, as that's a very common place where things get a bit jammed up. And we actually need to release it in all directions simultaneously. So whether it's jammed up or jammed down, we're going to loosen it up. And that supports deeper breath and clarity in general, to sum it up succinctly. And as we work with that all, rocking and moving both the pelvis and the skull with the breath, I hear two permission statements, and the words are simply, I am aligned, I am aligned, and I am clear. I am clear. Beautiful. We're going to tap all of that part out here. Invitation to breathe. Receive. Perhaps even savor any parts of this that also feel pleasant or neutral. And if it doesn't feel pleasant or neutral, invitation to find that place, that resource at the very beginning. And now we're going back to that same region where we started with the top of the heart and the upper lobes of the lungs. And we're running our permissions here. And the words are simply, I am supported. Yeah, I am supported. And there's a second one here. And then the words are just simply, I trust my support. I trust my support. And that acts almost like a welcoming to the natural vitality that comes in through the Ming Men, imagining that what was preventing that before was not allowing that energy to actually flow through that back body to the front of the pelvis and then up to the heart. Yeah, so as we support that, running the permissions, I open to trusting my support. That Ming Men in the low back, L2, L3 region is much like that pilot light of that body. And as we open it on up, opening up the door, so to speak, to allow even more energy to come in the way that feels good for your system. Bringing in a connection to the yin as we do so, connection, pardon me, conception vessel 17 points that hangs in the center of the sternum as a bit of a resource. I see it almost acting like a bit of like suction. And as it goes from the Ming Men, before it goes to the heart, it's going to hang out at the pelvis, the front of the pelvis, filling the pelvic bowl with all that beautiful, yummy, yin nourishing energy as it then has the capacity to begin to rise up to the heart. And as it does so, running the permissions of, I hold my space. I hold my space. I can hold my space. And as we do so, honoring the spaciousness of the capacity for you to hold your vitality in and not have it leak out anywhere, but to be able to contain that and sustain that alike. Yeah, and for anyone who goes the other way and is overly contained, again, just inviting that right out to the edges or a little bit further out. Or whatever's available here as we open up to support this in a way that's also sustainable. And releasing any bits of over containment, but still allowing for containment to be there. And again, I hold my space. And if it calls to you and you're open to playing in this way, I invite you to take your hands right to the shoulders. I think we've done this maybe once or twice before. And the invitation is to make a little sound if it's available out loud, or if not, internally is great too. And that might be a little voo or ah or om. As you push your hands outward as if you're moving through something with density, so something like perhaps mud or jello. And as we push that out, invitation to let your hands go, they don't have to go the same direction. Wherever they land is perfect. Ooh, making a little noise as you do so. And then wherever the hands just naturally stop, letting them hover there. And again, this is my space. Embodying this at a deep cellular level. And as you support that all, feel free to rinse and repeat that. And just notice maybe the hands want to go different directions. And wherever they happen to land this time, again, this is my space. And you can rinse and repeat that if you like, or you can simply just let the hands move around, finding the edges of your boundaries, wherever they may be, in a bit of a 3D exploration. And as these hands take on the life of their own to find those edges, notice that these hands get to be dynamic and responsive. Feel free to continue to explore as I talk a little bit here. And you can imagine having even another set of hands meeting yours that you are pushing against. Perhaps subtly to be able to pick up on their boundaries in a receptive manner. Noticing perhaps that boundaries help us to be receptive. I hold my space. Excuse me. And as these hands, if they're still moving around, noticing, for those of you that might be deep in this exercise, that these places the hands go, these boundaries, as you hold one with one hand, you're welcome to use the other hand to simply receive, to invite in what does want to be in here. And then these boundaries become light, easy to hold, in a manner that still invites in receptivity. I hold my space. And then bringing in a second related permissions. I can hold my own here now. I can hold my own here now. And letting you fill all of this space now that you've created for you in a contained and a sustained way, meaning it's sustainable. And you're welcome to keep exploring that as I keep talking throughout as much or as little as you like the session as it follows. And as we support the capacity to take in those boundaries in this way, I'm actually seeing in my mind's eye your feet do the very same thing as they may have when you were just a wee and just a little one, and you may have had more capacity to use your legs than you did your arms. And for those of us in female bodies, the natural tendency of estrogen is to develop more lower body strength. So you might feel this even more strongly in your feet, your legs. If, however, that's too activating to think about, take it right back to the hands. And I just see each little vertebrae of the spine doing much the same exercise. If you can imagine all of those teeny tiny vertebrae, not just in the thoracic spine, those 12, but the five below in the lumbar spine, going down to the sacrum, coccyx, as well as the seven vertebrae above, going up through the neck. In all directions, each little vertebrae holding its own space. And as it does so, there's just little micro adjustments, micro alignments happening. And to support that, we're going to run, well, one of my favorites, it seems to be coming up a lot anyways, is what I mean by that. The balance between upper and lower spine, balancing each individual vertebrae, topmost with bottommost, and then moving into the middle. Linking opposite sides all the way through, as well as the same sides. Yeah, so it might be top left, bottom right, as well as top left, bottom left, top right, bottom right, all the angles. Yeah, and as we work with that very thoroughly in this way, opening up the spine to be aligned to very specifically receive clear guidance. And I see that just a step to the left of the spine, and just a step to the right of the spine is the capacity to act, to take action in alignment with that clear guidance. As we invite in clarity in this way, releasing any sadness around times in which you felt a bit too disconnected to receive clear information. Or times in which you felt like you were all alone and abandoned. Almost a bit of martyr energy of like, where art thou? I'm flashing to the image of, although I was raised, I'm not particularly Orthodox, Romanian Orthodox anymore. But that image of Christ on the cross and crying out for support, really. Why hast thou forsaken me? And as we release that little essence of martyr energy in this way, I see in particular the right ASIS, the front of your hip bone, the headlight of the hip, top of the hip, begin to soften even more. And as it releases, it's also allowing for unwinding throughout the entire iliopsoas muscle that collects, that connects, pardon me, the low back and the hip on that right side. And as it does so, releasing another layer of that masculine fear of I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not getting anywhere. And then we're simultaneously running permissions for the left hip. It's safe to pause. It's safe to pause. And then the right hip, understandably, has a bit of an issue with that. It's like, I'm trying to get somewhere. What do you mean, pause? So we're just supporting now, coming into center point of those two to find how it's possible to get somewhere from a place of perhaps not moving, from a place of stillness. From a place where perhaps the invitation to find those deeper answers can arise. And as that comes together roughly in the center of the pelvis, going into in particular governing vessel 1 point, which is closer towards around that tailbone perineum region, and begins this governing vessel meridian that governs our primary masculine. And our nervous system, and a lot of things. It also helps to support regulation of your nervous system. And as we invite that in here, simultaneously running a cellular repair, again going through the family lines, this time only 4 generations down mom's side. And this time on an emotional frequency of sadness. And it's the sadness of knowing that the feminine has the wisdom and the answers to support the masculine in getting where it needs to go, wants to go, but the sadness around noticing at times that the masculine isn't so interested in taking that in or pausing to listen to it. And the feeling of, not that came out more frustrated than I meant to, but more sadness, more sadness. And as this all comes to fruition, it's being defined by the essence of invitation of possibilities to be restored again. Or we could call it the invitation for choice points to be restored again. As it's followed by the permissions of there gets to be choice now. There gets to be choice now. And we link that into the feminine hip. As the masculine hip becomes a little bit more aware of what might be possible here. And these two, I see them coming together to form an even more solid foundation. And by solid, not so much in the sense of, it's a solid object that becomes, stagnant, but more so solid connection. So there gets to still be flow and dynamic responsivity, and the healthy boundary stuff comes in to support that solidity. As boundaries might even have to happen at times between you and yourself or different parts of yourself. Yeah. And as we work with that, a very specific boundary is popping up to look at. We're looking at the veil now between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. And for some of us, when that becomes too thin, it can actually create a lot of strain on the system and a lot of weariness. And we may not even know why, we just feel like tired and devoid of energy. Or we might even feel a little bit more activated in the sense that we become a little bit dysregulated or a lot dysregulated in our nervous systems. And we may feel overwhelmed by multiple things, may feel anxiety, may feel a lot of things. And as we support this all, running a cellular repair here, simultaneously to restore the healthy capacity for this boundary to be here, but again, a permeable boundary. So there's flexibility, there's dynamic responsivity here. There's the capacity to adapt to the moments. And as we support that, we're going to link it into the pancreas, which is our center for adaptability, the capacity to go with the rhythm of life, to go with the flow of life, as well as to experience being held by the universe, as well as integration, as well as taking in that sweetness, that joy of life. And we're just realigning the pancreas in relationship to the heart to invite in not just harmony, but in a way that it's integrated, in a way that harmony can also go with the flow, regardless of whatever happens to be happening in our outer world and our inner worlds alike. If those are distinctly different, and if not, then consider them all one and the same. Now we're linking that into occiput to sacrum, and in body talk, that reciprocal helps us to connect to the helpful portions of our nervous system that honor relaxation, calmness, curiosity, connection. It also taps into the wisdom of the entire modality of the craniosacral realm and its rhythm. And I just see the imagery of ocean waves, really gentle, rolling through the back of the skull and the back of the hip, and through that sacrum. And as those waves ripple through, finding fluidity through the spine that connects these two ends, back of pelvis, back of skull, running the permissions of, I can go with the flow here. And as the body mind settles into that gentle wave-like rhythmic rocking internally, perhaps receiving any soothing or comforting energy as it does so. And running the permissions here. It's safe enough to go with the flow now. It's safe enough to go with the flow now. And then from the very top of the spine, pardon me, the very front of the spine, that ligament, the anterior longitudinal ligaments, softens just a little bit more. And as the body mind is able to go with the flow, less sort of breaking and more moving forward, flowing, fluidity, also the emotions begin to come alive in a new way. Emotion bringing in energy and motion. Bringing in the helpful, healthy roles, in particular that of sadness, bringing in compassion. And as we support that, also allowing for whatever realms of joy are willing to be taken up by the body mind in this moment to also flow and ripple through. It's said that we can only take in as much joy as we're able to have compassion with sadness. So it's compassion that paves the way, in a way, for joy to be tolerable, to be present, to be available on an even deeper level than ever before. That's linking into the septal region of the brain, the head brain, that works with bliss. Also well-being and center of orgasms hang out here too. And as we work with this center of bliss, connecting it into the body of bliss. And for that bliss body, running a cellular repair here. specifically for where it connects to the heart and any little bits of heartache and heartbreak that might be stifling this connection to the bliss body. And as that releases, I see the planetary energy of the sun shining on into that space of connection between the heart and the bliss body, which I've never really, I mean, never really thought about it as being aligned in quite those exact configurations before, but it sure makes a lot of sense to see it that way. And as the sunshine settles in to an even, steady flow through the heart, giving it nourishment and the capacity to contain and sustain alike this healing energy, as the sun brings in the capacity for you to express your sense of individuality to its fullest potential while calling you alive again and again. Linking that to the breath cycle, imagining that breath by breath, you can feed this energy of the heart, feeding on sun as a resource and supporting the nourishment of that bliss body to become even more available and here for you. Then we're circulating specifically the little guys, other little guys, the neutrons, which carry neutral energy. And of the cellular, of the components here, of the atom, the neutron is considered to be the heavy hitter compared to like an electron or a proton. It has a little bit of oomph to it. I think in the past I've used some clumsy football metaphors by calling them linebackers, and I never really know if I'm right on that or not. But they kind of have that energy of like, I can charge through and get through. And for the neutrons, the reason that they can do that is that they don't have necessarily something driving them. It doesn't come from a place of personal motivation. There's no agenda behind it. Neutrons just clear out space because that's what they do. And they're programmed to be that way, unless they're restrained or criticized or told not to. And we're just releasing any of those belief systems or voices that you may have heard that are limiting the neutrons and their capacity to flow and in turn sustain neutrality. And we're doing that very specifically for the heart. In particular, its external lining in the pericardium and the muscle layer just below that, the myocardium. So for the muscle to be able to pump with neutrality and for that outer lining to support emotional expression and allow for emotional flow that can happen in a way that also is sustainable and containable because it's coming from a place of neutrality. Meaning you might acknowledge strong emotions, but you can simply be able to, at times, work towards being able to express from a place of neutrality after you notice that in the body without it letting it overwhelm you. As we've already realigned the emotions and how the energy can flow through your system, there may be a little bit more room here than you've ever noticed before. And to support that all, we're just going to run a defrag on that relationship of you being neutral in your emotional body, is one way I could put that. And as we work with that all, doing one more emotional release of sadness. I actually just see it moving around. I'm just waiting for it to. Oh, I'm not waiting for it to settle. Got it. For everyone, it's going to be in a slightly different spot. And for some of us, we actually have a few. I'm seeing a lot in the minor. It's in the minor chakras, and there's 21 minor chakras. I'm seeing a lot in the minor chakras around the hips, knees, feet. Yeah, we also have minor chakras around our wrist, hands, and elbows and shoulders. We also have minor chakras around our nipples, our navel. And those are actually primarily the ones that we're working with. although holding space for all the other ones to come alive as well. And for some of you may notice them more on one side or one area of the body, legs or arms, and the other. And I just see all the minor chakras on the arms and the legs, these centers of doing, come into alignment very specifically with the minor chakras that support our center of being, that are found more so in the body, in particular the ones that we've highlighted, the nipples and the navel. Supporting nipples nourishment and navel connection, centeredness. Capacity to exist on this plane, in this planet, at this time, to be alive in your own skin. Yeah, how deeply do you want to dance with life? And as we stay contained within the body, allowing for those expressions of life to move through those limbs in a way that calls you alive, that supports you in dancing even more deeply with life than perhaps was available before. Simultaneously, working with where the skull joins that spine, working with both sides simultaneously. I'm making just a little bit of space. I see it as lifting, elevating up. Creating space for the cervical spine, as well as for the thoracic spine, to have just a little bit more extension through it, which in turn will ripple down the remaining length of the spine. And then doing a release of sadness and the relationship very specifically now between where that skull meets the spine and the tops of the shoulders, almost the tops of the shoulders, slightly to the back, the supraspinatus muscle that hangs out at the top of the shoulder blade. It's often tissue that gets mistaken for being your trap when it's not. Yeah. So as we work with that alignment between the base of the skull and the shoulders, I see it as freeing up the shoulders and thinking that the shoulders have the job to hold the body up when they don't. And that doesn't even have to be carried by this energy center or the area where that base of the skull is, where it meets the top of the spine. Instead, we're going to link into an area just above the head to whatever energy center you, and there's debate about this, hangs out there. And as we link into there, we're then going to link it up to, and we've done this before, the celestial forces that elevate the body. And if perhaps you're present to one particular star or constellation or planetary energy, feel free to call that in. I think it was last week, though, maybe it was a while ago now, where we worked with connecting up to the North Star. Here, this is free rein, connecting it up to the heavens, to the celestial forces. And all of that represents for you, if you did have a specific planet or star or alignment to a constellation arise. Connecting you to the meaning of this. And if it was the general celestial forces, perhaps the meaning of that, whatever that calls to you. And as this aligns in this way, it allows actually for the pelvis to orient itself in a way that allows for the earth energy to come not just through the feet, but also through the genitals. Female bodies, generally speaking, have more access to that as they have an opening to connect this earth energy as it drinks in through genitals, through vaginal canal, through the womb space. And as that earth energy rises into the womb space, supporting the vitality that came in through the back body. And then imagining that those two, as they meet, become synergistic in nature. So not 1 plus 1 equals 2, 1 plus 1 equals more than 2. And as that synergy begins to rise through the system, dancing its way up to the heart, I just see this energy land in the heart and the heart welcoming it and inviting it in, perhaps even a little bit more. And that's opening the door to this flow to happen from maybe becoming a walking trail to being a highway. But not until it's ready, moving at the speed of trust. One piece at a time. And as we do so, linking in the reciprocal between mouth and navel, centers of receptivity, drinking in life, opening up to receive nourishment, source, and connection to that which is eternal. That which perhaps contains and sustains us all. And then linking in one more reciprocal now, the sides of the head, temporal bones, to the sides of the hips, ilium. And as we align this, embracing in our vitality, of what it means to operate from life in that place of acknowledging our own attractiveness, running the permissions here of, I am a sexy woman. If you happen to be in a male body, you might resonate more with the words, I am a sensual man. And if both appeal to you, if you are two-spirited in nature, feel free to drink in both. Or if you don't resonate with two-spirited, but you resonate very strongly with your connection to your internal yang, yin, masculine, feminine energies, feel free to drink in both as well. It's here for you to receive as much or as little as you'd like of either. Then we're releasing a little bit of the Daimo energy belt that is the meridian that wraps around the body, roughly right around where you would wear a belt. And it's the part of the Daimo that crosses the conception vessel meridian right in the center of the midline of the pelvis. I see it as needing to just create a little bit more space to allow for the flow for both the conception vessel meridian and the Daimo meridian to get through. The tightness was creating that like back off signal of contraction, of tightness, and it had almost like a warning sign, like a stay out of here. And as we just give it all a little bit more space in there, as we unwind, not necessarily connective tissue, but run a vibaxis on it would be body talk terminology. For those of you who have done modules 4-7 or macrocosmic body mind, doing a vibaxis on meridians. And as we unwind that here, there's just a little bit of worry energy that needs to release to support clarity and releasing of any confusion here. And as it does so, releasing the energy of getting my wires crossed. Getting my wires crossed. Ah, beautiful. And as those wires uncross, I actually just see the entire head brain taking multiple micro adjustments throughout how the wiring is organized here to uncross any confused wires, to again invite in even more clarity throughout your head brain. Fun. And now it's going to do the same, but at the gut brain level. Throughout the nervous system in general, and then into the heart brain as well, after that. And as you release this energy of uncrossing all these wires, I see it as also releasing any interwoven ways in which you've had to organize yourself to stay safe and protected that have not been serving you. And as that opens up, releasing any sort of outdated beliefs, ideas, perhaps even old ways in which you held boundaries. And as that gets to release, I see new availability, new space, new air coming in through the area of that conception vessel meridian and that Dymo meridian. Almost as if the Dymo was like putting a stranglehold on the conception vessel's capacity to conduct nourishment through the feminine, through all things yin, and disrupting how it feels to be alive here and now. As we reorganize this connection, invitation to take on as much or as little as you like of this piece of homework, of honoring a little bit of deeper stillness time for you. And that doesn't have to be fancy meditation unless that calls to you. That doesn't even have to be Shavasana unless that calls to you. It doesn't have to be anything that you might even be familiar with or in the flow of, although it definitely could. This could be as simple as just taking 2 minutes to pet your dog on the couch, to hang out with your kiddos, to notice the nature scene outside your window, or to breathe in the sunshine as it streams in through your yard. We're linking all of this into the energy of House 12, House of Releasing, Letting Go, Surrendering, peeling back the layers or the confusion of the crossed wires of who it is we are not. Linking that into the natural organ meridian that runs through the 12th house, which is that of the liver. And I just hear cleaning out old karmic patterns with the permissions of I no longer need to carry this. And inviting the liver meridian to put down anything that it's no longer carrying, or pardon me, linking that to the liver meridian to release and support it in releasing anything that it's no longer serving that it's been carrying. And for whatever reason, it's linking right back into the 12th house again. Not because we missed anything. It just wants to honor the purity of all essences of the 12th house energy. Its connections to the different planets, the meridian, the organ, the liver alike. And in the very center of the 12th house energy this time, I just see the word Shanti, meaning peace, and Santosha, meaning contentment. And then opening up around the compassion centers, not from body talk, from another modality, that hang out in the upper chest. And interesting, on the back of the compassion centers in the back body, I just see the word, the energy really of grace. Almost as if grace got hidden in the back body though. So we're just inviting the energy of grace to come through to support the expression of the front body and expressing compassion in an open-hearted, willing, spirited kind of a manner. Invitation to breathe as we tap out this part here. And as I'm tapping this out, I'm just drawn to express this sentiment. I can take this in. I can take this in now. It's safe enough to take this all in. It's safe enough to take this all in. And then we're linking that all of that we worked with into the side body, representing that of the essences of stability. And I actually see that not so much side body, I think I misspoke earlier. It's actually the perimeter, the edges of the body, the skin and the scalp alike. Bringing in the essence of stability, there we go, within containment. Excuse me. Bringing in the essences of stability within containment. So not having to contain in a way that may have been destabilizing to your nervous system, but supporting its expression in a manner that's sustainable and stable. Okay, beautiful. Tapping that part in to support integration here. And as I tap out this part, I just hear almost like a whisper, but it begins to get louder with every breath. And the words are just simply, I am loved. I am loved right where I am, right as I am. I am loved. And as we bring this session in for a nice soft landing, I'll play a song. It's about 5 minutes long. It's called Legacy of Light. It's by Fia, F-I-A is the artist's spelling. They have her name there. And know that after the song ends and I close the call, I'm available. And if there's multiple people ever wanting to speak to me, I know that you can all hang out and I'll just put us in breakout rooms and I'll make the rounds. That way we can honor privacy. And I have a way of doing that on Zoom for those of you who might not be familiar with the Zoom breakout room feature. But I can put us all into separate little sort of places so no one else will overhear anything that we're expressing. If you would like to have your privacy honored in that way, yeah? So know it's an option, never required, but it's available if you need any additional support. So I invite you to float in the pleasantness if you're receiving that in this moment. Noticing what's working well here within your body, mind, and as you're present to that all, drinking that in breath by breath. And if something isn't quite fully finished feeling its way through your system and you're feeling a little bit off, feel free to touch in on that resource that we found earlier to support the integration as you receive the vibrations, the pulsations of support of this music.
Every day with a smile on my face, feeling so blessed to be alive. I roll over and look at my beloved sweet face. I'm in awe of his beauty and grace. I got another page in my book and I will use it well. I will use it well. 'Cause when I go, I want to know that I left it all on the table, that I gave it all I've got. I wanna be remembered as love, leaving behind a legacy of light. Honor to give in humble. humble service to the divine. I am grateful for every single breath that I may breathe, for the expansion, for the gift of being me. I got another page in my book, and I will use it well. I will use it well, 'cause when I go, I want to know that I left it all on the table, that I gave it all I've got. I wanna be remembered as love, leaving behind a legacy of love.
Thank you for calling this medicine in. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Kisses to you all. Much love to you all. Bye for now, y'all.